And Jane Hinrichs is the lead organiser for Charity Angels UK Dorchester Fashion Show. And I'm pleased to say Jane joins me now. Good afternoon, Jane.
Afternoon, Andy. Lovely to be here. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. So you've got this fashion show coming up very soon. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's very unique? It's certainly unique. We've got 14 local women who have never modelled before. But the one thing they do have in common is they've all had a diagnosis of breast cancer. Whether they're living with it still, whether it's far in their past, or whether it's quite recent. And they are coming together to put on this fashion show, and we are aiming to raise money for a secondary breast cancer charity called Against Breast Cancer.
Absolutely. So this is going to happen at the Corn Exchange in Dorchester.
It is on Thursday, the 16th of October in the evening. We're opening our doors at 6 o'clock for fizz and canapes. And then the show itself should start around 7.
Yeah. So all the models, yes. I mean, the ladies who've had breast cancer, takes a bit of nerve to get up there and do it, doesn't it, really?
I couldn't agree with you more. I've had breast cancer myself, and there is no way you would get me on that catwalk. They're amazing. But there is a part of the show that is about showing their friends, their family, all the people who've supported them, just how far they've come since the dark days of a diagnosis.
Life goes on.
Absolutely. And this is a celebration, actually. It's a celebration of them and of what they've been through and what they've achieved.
I was reading your press release, and it says there's around 60,000 women and 400 men diagnosed with breast cancer every year. That's a huge number,
isn't it? It's extraordinary, which is about 1 in 7 women. And although it is primarily a disease that happens to older women, there's no doubt about it that the statistics now, it's younger women too. And we have quite a few women on the catwalk who were younger. When I say younger, I mean under 40. And in fact, one young woman under 30 who was diagnosed. And it's also true that the earlier a sign is taken to a doctor and the doctor says, yes, let's look at this further, the greater the chance of survival and early. It's like with most cancers, early detection means better results.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, any cancer, that's the case. So, I'm not an expert, of course, but is it looking for bumps and things like that?
It is indeed. It's for a woman and a man to know what their normal is. And then that will help them realise when it's not quite normal. There is a lump, there is a bump, a swelling, a change in their nipple area and how it looks. Do it in the shower, you know, when you're having a shower once a month or whatever.
Yeah.
And act on your... You know your body better than anybody. That's what we would say. So you act on it.
Yeah. And we don't think about men having breast cancer, do we?
No, and that's... I have looked for male models for the show, and we thought we had one this time, but he chickened out in the end. I don't blame him, but still.
That's a shame.
It is. But yes, you're right. And the instance again is growing. 400 men, all right, it doesn't match 60,000 women. But equally, it's many ways it's not that it's more of a shock, but men don't think they get breast cancer. And it can be, I think there's an instinct about their masculinity. Is it saying something about them? Which, of course, it isn't.
Well, I think men are well known for not really talking about their health issues, aren't they?
Well, that's...
Not very good at doing that.
That's the other issue, you're for sure. And yet men can carry the gene that leads to certain breast cancers, and that can be a big shock if a man finds out he's got the gene and might pass it to his daughter or his son. But that's where the genetics and the testing, that's a very individual, that's a very individual decision.
And the clothes that the models are going to be wearing, they're from local shops, is that right?
They are. We have had a fantastic response from independent local retailers from actually all over the county. We've got a couple in Dorchester, Great Western Camping, of course, and Victoria Ann Bridal. But we've got a store that's in Abbotsbury, which is From My Mother's Garden is the name. And she just does the most beautiful clothes with really vibrant colours. Mm. We've got Smith & Smith from Bridport. We've got Hambledon Gallery from Blandford. And we've got Comers Hill from Simmonsbury. Mm. So a great choice and a great range. And they've all been great to work with.
It's great that they're supporting you. You raised Absolutely. A lot of money last time, didn't you?
We did. We raised almost £9,000, which was superb. Mm. I want to reach 10 this time, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're doing really well on ticket sales. We're over halfway sold, but that means we've still got half more to get. So we're very keen. As you've said, actually, tickets are £30. But that's with the fizz, the canapes, the goodie bag, the entertainment,
well,
you name it.
Yeah, it's great value, really. I mean, what can you get for 30 quid? If you went out for a night at the pub and a meal, it's going to cost you more than £30.
Absolutely, and you wouldn't be doing nearly as much good.
Exactly, yeah. And there's a raffle, got some nice prizes.
Oh, the prizes. Again, we've kind of been overwhelmed at the response. We've got Google Nest, whatever that is.
Is that, that's an internet thing.
It's an internet thing, yes. which my son tells me is fantastic.
You can tell I'm technically minded.
Well,
it's an internet thing.
I'm with you on that one. I did think when I was about to say it, I hope you don't ask me exactly what it is. But we've also got a luxury hamper from the Duchy. We've got a voucher for Monarch Spa in Poundbury, and lots of beauty treatments, hair treatments, wine estate voucher tours, wine itself. We've done really well.
Sounds great. Tell everybody where they can get their tickets.
The best place we opted to do, and we did this last time, so that every penny of the ticket money goes immediately to Against Breast Cancer. We have a Just Giving page. Mm-hmm. So if any of your listeners go to Charity Angels UK Dorchester Fashion Show, they'll find it. It pops up and they pay for their ticket online. We're not doing paper tickets. If they just put their name in the donation box, then we're compiling a guest list. They give their name on arrival and straight through.
Well, it sounds like a great night, Jane.
I hope so.
I got to say, I said to you a minute ago, it's a lovely Dorset accent you got there.
I know, as I said, I've been working on it. Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a great success.
Thank you.
Good luck with it. Can you let us know how you get on?
I'd love to.
Yeah, pop back and tell us how you get on.
I will. Many thanks.
Lovely. Thanks for coming in, Jane.
Thank you.